Blog Talk Radio.
At Olive Garden, nobody loves Alfredo quite like we do. We make it from scratch using simple ingredients like garlic, butter, cream, and fresh Parmesan. So you can enjoy it poured, twirled, or dipped. From that irresistible first taste to the final creamy bite. With our one-of-a-kind Alfredo, the possibilities are endless. Olive Garden, we're all family here.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Yeah. We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episode 2 like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone?
Get by, just get by, just get by, just get by.
We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers.
Just get by, just get by, just get by, just get by.
Why some people gotta live in a trailer, cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Wella raised 3 daughters all by herself, with no help. I think about a struggle and I find a strength in myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the south. Before my nigga Core bailed me out.
Get by, just get by, just get by, just get by.
I'm doing die like Best Style, see the red sky out the window of the red eye, it's a lead blind, G-rap shit, living the last dive. Smoke trees and we stay drunk. Yo, our activism attacking the system. The blacks and Latins in prison. Numbers in prison. They victim black in the vision. Shit, and all they got is rapping to listen to. I let them know we missing you. Your love is unconditional. Even when the condition is critical, when the living is miserable, your position is pivotal. I ain't bullshitting you now. Why would I lie? Just to get by. Just to get by. To get fly. The TV got us reaching for stars. Not the ones between Venus and Mars. The ones to be reading for parts. The people get breast enhancers and penis enlarger. Saturday, Sunday, Sunday morning at the feet of the father. They need something to rely on. We get high on all types of drugs. When all you really need is love.
Get by, just get by, just get by, just get by.
My pants sing like John Lennon. Imagine all
on the side. The best people you find, strong and feeble in mind. I stay reading the sign.
This is a product of WBNN. This is a casual chat with Ava Holly. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and you can call us at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Welcome, welcome. Have we got a jam-packed show tonight? So let's get it started. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Ava Holly. I've been in radio since my college days, and I'm a singer-songwriter, an international blogger, now an international radio host. I'm an author, designer, and the founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. So we've got some cool things coming forward, moving forward, including our charitable Ava's Eye Bags and more to share with you as we move out of summer and into the fall. So welcome, welcome, welcome. We have some very cool guests tonight. I'm so excited. Thank you and shout out to Honeybee, DJ Oladsky, Brother O. So we're going to get started with our first guest. We have three interviews tonight, and these guys are dynamic. So I hope you get a chance to listen in. I would like to welcome first a gentleman known only by Lassiter, Earl Lassiter, lead vocalist of The Intruders, recording artist. He comes to us out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Earl, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, Ava.
Well, it
How
is
are
such
you?
A pleasure. Such a pleasure to have you on the show tonight. Thank you for taking the time to be with us.
No problem.
Want to talk tonight a little bit about going from being behind the stage and being on the stage. So you, first of all, you have the most amazing voice. I absolutely fell
Thank
in
you.
Love with your voice from note one.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I just have fun. I just do what I love.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me a little bit about The Intruders.
Well, you know, The Intruders, you know, they actually was out way before I was born. And, you know, mm-hmm. I just happened to be, you know, get to know them through someone that I used to be in a band. Well, I'm still affiliated with the group, the band. It was just No mm-hmm. U-Turn. Ben Garner, she's a keyboard player. She's like my mom, my on-the-job mom. I call her, and she was the music director for The Intruders. Now she's the keyboard player for the stylistic Russell Thompson Jr. and the new stylistic. So I used to be their opening act, you know, whenever they need somebody that's local or a little, you know, not too far out, you know, and I used to open up for them, and just so happened, years later, they needed somebody to, my road manager called, and asked me to audition for a lead. So I did it, and the rest is history.
That's crazy. Are you still with that band now?
No, U-Turn. Yes, we do a lot of stuff together on the side when we're not on tour. You know, like, because, you know, the same group plays for Russell, you know, the musicians, the guitar player, the drummer and all that. So they play for Russell Thompson Jr. And, you know, so if they're not on tour and if I'm not on tour, you know, we come together and just do some shows together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I first met you at DistroFest, and we had Rob Schwartz on last month, and that was awesome. So, how'd you feel about that show? Because that was, he had 70 acts on that day.
I know. I wish I would, you know, I was double booked that day. So I wish I could have stayed because I wanted to see CNC Music Factory. I wanted to see Raspy from B2K. You know, it was a lot of artists that, you know, that I'm familiar with. Like for some D's too, I believe they was there too. So it was a lot of, what's his name? There was so many rap groups out there, and, you know, Judah Priest was there, you know, Fire Nation Flame, she was there. So, you know, it was a lot of acts out there. So I wish I
yeah,
could have
there
seen
was,
it.
There was
I seen some footage, but I didn't get a chance to see it.
Right, right, right. There was all kinds of artists. There was country music and
rock,
dancers
right,
and
rock.
And,
rock
yeah, and
I met one of the groups there.
Yeah, hang on a second. We're just having a little technical difficulty on my end. But, yeah, it was so great to listen to some of those acts. I mean, and I couldn't stay that long that day. I also had something to get to that evening, so I only heard about five or six groups, and you were one of the first ones I heard.
I appreciate it. I'm glad that you stayed that long, you know.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
No, it was a great event, so we got to give a little plug to them.
Yes.
You know what? I was looking up your Facebook, and you and I have a great mutual friend out of Atlantic City, and that is Miss
yes.
Angela Burton and Passion.
Yes.
And it's
know,
so
just
funny because
just met her. I just met her Mother's Day weekend. We were in Atlantic City performing at Caesars with the Stylistic, the Blue Notes, the Intruders, of course, and Angela was there also, so. Yeah, that's when I just met her. She's a nice lady that I met.
I was going to tell you that just before the show tonight, she contacted me to come see her at an event this evening.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I told her that we would give her a shout out on the show that I wasn't even,
yeah.
I'm not even in my area. I'm actually traveling. So we're doing the show on the road.
Okay. Yeah. So, shout out to Angela.
Yeah. Yeah. She's awesome. I just love her. I know her quite a long time. Yeah, thank you. And she's just. That's fabulous. So talk to me a little bit about how you got started in the business and what was your passion to get you out in front of people?
Well, you know what?
You know what I mean?
What actually started me, like, in high school, when I graduated, my, music teacher, she wanted me to sing for graduation, the Isley Brothers, song. And I'm like, I have never sung in front of nobody. But the response I received that was back then, that was amazing. So I kind of, just did that little song. And then I won the Power 99 contest like in 91 or something like that. I won over hundreds and hundreds of people, thousands really. And I did Powerhouse off my original song called Only One. And the rapper that's rapped on my song is Tommy Brown. He's an actor now too, but he does both. So that's how really I got started really singing professional in 91, at Powerhouse.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. So you're out of Philadelphia. Our producer's out of Philadelphia, so hopefully you guys can hook up if you don't know each other already. So
right.
Pretty excited
yeah,
about
nice.
That. And you also, one of our other guests, Zachariah, who goes by THE, he's going to be on tonight, and I think you guys are friends also.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
So that's great. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just wanting to continue to hear you talk about, how you got started, which I heard, and then, how you're performing, and how long have you been in business?
I actually been in business since, like I said, 91 professionally. My solo project. I always had songs out, but never really did anything because I was young. I didn't know anything. I had bad management at the time. But now I don't have no manager.
So you're doing everything on your own. That can be tough at times, when you're doing everything.
Producer, mm-hmm. along with my producer now, I do have a producer, Kenny Raleigh. he the one who actually produced that remake that I have out now called Nights Feel Like Getting Down by Lassiter. It's an old Billy Ocean remake. So he produced that, and he did a wonderful job. So hats off to him. And
that's
fine.
Your voice is a good liking to him, to Billy Ocean. And also, I picture you as a Luther Vandross type voice. And
you know, a lot
so,
of people say that too.
Yeah, I mean, I think your voice is so smooth and beautiful. So we're going to have to find out at the end how people can reach you, maybe hear some of your music online and get to know you a little bit better. It's so interesting to find out how people stay in the business because, you know, it's not easy to be all the things, to be the chief cook and bottle washer, you know, and especially when it comes
to
the industry.
Right. So it's a lot to do, and it's so
difficult to break in.
Right. Not only that, you know, you have a lot of people that, you know, that's on your team. You have to have a team. You know, thank God I have Janet. She's mm-hmm. like my rock. She's the one who introduced me to Rob. You know, she has a...
Rob's amazing, isn't he? I love Rob.
Yeah, Rob is cool. I appreciate him looking out for me like that.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, with Jan, with people that you have on your team, you have to make sure that you can trust them, you know. And,
right, exactly.
You know, my team,
for sure.
Like, you know, you have role managers, you have, you know, my band. I have a 6-piece band, not including, you know, my singers still. So, you know, and I'm
mm-hmm.
in charge of all that. So it's a lot to deal with, you know. Sometimes, you know, but by us being on stage, that's, we're doing things that we love to do. That's our passion. So,
yeah.
you know, that keeps
yeah.
us motivated and keep going.
And I don't think it's easy to find good people today, you know, I mean, especially now since the pandemic, you know, you have to, you know, there's so much going on that you have to be able to like and trust the person that you're working with. And that just comes with time sometimes, you know, and you're out there hoping something's going to click, you know, whether it be on stage, off stage, behind the scenes, you know.
Right, exactly. Because you have to be able to. You know, to deal with them, especially when you're on the road a lot. And, you know, I'm doing both because I'm doing my solo project and then I'm on tour with the Intruders. So, you know, we're flying all over the place. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. We have a good friend whose name is Michael D'Amore. He also sings with an older band. He's a front man for an older band. And, you know, I think you know, other than some of the older singers passing away, which is unfortunate, but their music lives on, you know, it gives a new generation a chance to work with some of these bands that have been around for a long time, you know?
That is true. That is true. Because we just recently lost Bobby Starr. He took Little Sunny place when Lil Sonny died years ago. And we just recently lost Bobby Starr at the beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm.
March the 19th, I believe, you know. So,
Wow.
You know, and
wow.
I was their opening act for 20 years, so that's how they knew me.
Uh-huh. that's great. But, you know, it's important to be seen. And you, like you said, you have to do all of this work, you know. Okay, we're going to get into a track. And then when we come back, I got another question for you. So this track coming up next is by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee Brother O.
And bass up the track a little bit, because I want to hear that boobs, boobs, you know what I'm saying?
1, 2.
Now who got the flame that comes to time adjusting that keeps the buzzing, taking that dick fat when they bust? Buckle to the word of Mac. On Mac, you small like saying that eat them shits like Pac-Man. I'm incredible, better eat your best. Cause I does what I do. I fake the roof off a soft sucker, super smacking, knocking, full effect, mic check, 1, 2. I'm a rain forever. Like bad weather, rain like whoever never. You can't bite my style, cause my style ain't a style, that is a style, so I can go buck wild. Bet you figure you got more funk for flow, it ain't so. Flavor in your ear, let you know. Now I'm about a second from the hook, look, strap your rap book. Before you get your wet style shook, let me get down. Get on down, get down.
Max like a super intended. Burning MCs leaves the foul scent. See, I'm like what you call King of Yes, y'all. My style's big, sick, got me real sick. This shit, I come with the ammo, the real whammo, slammo, step the dobby bomber. And always the quick, must warm up the hot plate. I'm changing fate from the neck, I'm a captain. My rap loves to alienate, shake your ass till it's late, to stomp my dominate. See, I ain't scared of you. To me, you're all suckers, cause I make the ruck, make it noise. Drop the buck, roll with the truth. No coupe on the roof, biting like a saber tooth. I pound on the ground when I get down. So let me get down, let me get down. Get down.
Welcome back to the Casual Chat. This is Ava Holly on the WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are chatting currently with Earl Lassiter, better known as Lassiter. And before we get back to Mr. Lassiter, we have a caller. So, caller, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Ava. It's Jerry Petito from New Jersey.
Jerry Petito, it doesn't sound like you, Jerry. You okay tonight?
I'm just tired. Yes, I'm okay.
That's our middle names, isn't it?
So I want to say hello to you, of course, and hello to your guest.
How you doing?
I'm good, sweetie. How are you? I have a question for you.
Yes.
I kind of just came on like the last 5 minutes, and I was listening to what you were saying. Do you sing solo or are you with a group?
Yes, I do sing solo, but I'm actually the lead singer for the Intruders.
Oh, very cool. Okay,
yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, we were talking about that a little earlier.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you.
So could you give me a little a cappella real quick? Something, even I don't care. One line. Come on, baby.
I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl.
All right, that was amazing. I'm giving you a standing ovation. Ava, hook me up when I need an interview. Okay? I need
yes,
an interview.
Awesome. Well, before you hang up, Jerry, you'll have to tell us when your next show is, but I have to tell not only Lassiter, yet our other two guests waiting and everybody that's listening tonight. This is Jerry Petito, International Internet Radio Hall of Famer, and she is the connection queen, and just love Jerry. She's my girl. She's my good friend. She's everything, and author, poet, health coach, you name it, Jerry's there, and she has an answer for everything. Jerry, when's the next show?
Well, I'm not hanging up yet, lady. My next show is Tuesday, September 20th, and Circle Season 3, the comedian Michelle Ryder is my guest.
Okay, oh, awesome.
So, yes, so you got to check her out.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
we will certainly be on for that.
Rhonda Michelle Ryder, excuse me, that's her name, Rhonda Michelle Ryder, okay, September 20th.
Nice to meet you,
Jerry. Are you sitting down, girlfriend? Huh, sweetheart?
Nice to meet you.
To meet you too, man, and I mean that. You have an amazing, beautiful voice. Thanks for doing that for me, and I want an interview.
Thank you. No problem.
I will hook you guys up after the show.
Yep. Ava, are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down, yes.
All right, girlfriend. So on behalf of you and your guest, I want to congratulate you, Ava Holly, on your WBNN All-Time Connection record with your third all-time and second consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer. Congratulations, girlfriend.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. And it coming from you, Jerry, you know, that's great. Thank you, Brother O. Thank you, everybody. That's amazing. And wait, we have two more fabulous guests waiting to come on, too. So thank you, Jerry. Thank you, guys. And I'm going to continue with Lassiter. So, Lassiter, if you had to give some advice to people that may be listening that are hoping to break into the business, that they want to do something, whether it be behind the stage or on the stage, what can you give like a token of a nugget for somebody that's trying to get into the business?
Just keep, trying to do what you're trying to do and get to know people, network, because you just never know who you want to meet. Because, I was fortunate to meet, as a young person, Adrian, on keyboards, and, just go around a lot of talented people, you just never know. And keep striving. That's all I really could say. Keep striving for, don't let nobody tell you you can do it, because, a lot of times people told me, you need to find another trade, but, I kept on pursuing my career, what I wanted, and look at the results.
Yeah. The perseverance, I got to give another shout out for us because, although she didn't introduce me to you personally, she took me to DistroFest. Well, actually, I took her, but she was the one who told me about it and got me to meet, Rob Schwartz and the two of the other guests that are coming on tonight, and that's Tiana Speaks. And hopefully she's going to be calling in tonight, so that'll be fun. But tell us what it's like. Tell us a little bit what it's like working with the Intruders. I mean, when you got that gig, what was that all about?
What it's all about and what it's like is, it's amazing. These guys are, they're like uncles of mine. So, because they're a lot older than I am. And I knew them for over 20-something years. So it kind of felt like home. So, and it's so crazy too, Ava, that I auditioned a long time ago and they didn't choose me. So, that's what happened. At this time, when I auditioned, I just performed. They told me I had a show in a couple of weeks in California, and I had to be prepared for it. But it's like home, The guys, like I said, they're family to me, and we're family to each other.
Right.
So easy.
Yeah. All right, well, hang on a minute. We're going to get to one more track for your segment, and it is going to be by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Trainee Brother O. So hang tight.
Yeah, it's for the people. this is Street Radio for unsung hero. Riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people and the struggle of the brothers and the folks. The lovers of the jokes, experiments to discover hope, scuffle for notes. The rougher I wrote, times was harder. Went from rock starters to the voice of a martyr. Why white folks focus on dogs and yoga? My people on the low end trying to ball and get over. Lyrics are like liquor for the fallen soldier. From the bounce to the house, it's all our culture. Every day we hustling, trying to get them customers. Law we ain't trusting them. Sick bras, we lusting them. Sick and tired of punching it. I look on the bus at them. When I see them struggling, I think I'm touching them. The people. For unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. The people said that I was sharp on TV at the Grammys. Though they tried to India, I read me. Got backstage and I bumped in to see me. He said no matter what, the people gon' see me. Can't leave rap alone, the streets need me. Hunger in their eyes is what seemed to feed me. Inside peace mixed with beef seemed to breed me. Nobody believed till I believed. On the rise, doing business with my guys. Business realized, music affected lives. A gift from the skies to be recognized. I'm keeping my eyes on the people, that's the prize. For unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. From Inglewood to a single hood in Botswana. I see the eye and my nigga, yours is my drama. Standing in front of the judge with no honor. My raps ignite the people like Obama. The karma of the streets is needs and takes. Sometimes we find peace in beats and breaks. Put the bang in the back so the seats can shake. Rebel Cadillac music for the people's sake.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. This is Ava Holly with the Casual Chat. Give us a ring at 516-453-9133. You can listen in there or you can press 1 to join the conversation as we chat with our first of three guests tonight, Lassiter. So welcome back to you, Lassiter. Hang on. Again, having a little technical difficulties, but we're muddling through.
No problem.
So we talked about the intruders. We talked about perseverance. We talked about connections. And what else can you tell me about, like, being in the business and being out there? Because it's important for our listeners to know what it's like. You know, it's not like, hey, oh, I just want to do this. You know, first of all, you have to have the talent. But you know as well. Are out there that can't even, you know, make a dime. You know what I mean? So,
Well,
tell me a little bit about your thoughts on that.
One thing I can say about that with being in the business is, you know, it's not easy at all. You know, it's definitely hard work. And, you know, like I said, as long as you keep the work up and, you know, stay disciplined and, you know, just stay humble too. So, you know, that you can do whatever you feel like doing, but definitely takes a lot of work, a lot of time, you know. So, you know, for people just starting off, I would say quit your day job, you know, because sometimes some people don't make it. But, you know, you can definitely make a living out of it if you really, really put your heart and soul into it.
Yeah, you know, it is a matter of perseverance, because what's that expression, 3 feet from gold? You know, you're working hard, and it's not, you know, doesn't seem to be panning out the way you want it to, and you give up. And next thing you know, you could have been standing right next to that break, you know, 3 feet from gold, you know, right there. Yeah. So, that's the way it is.
People helping me out, I had a lot of, like I said, people helping me out with vocals, and, you know, I went to Freedom Theater. So, it's just a lot of people that I have to thank, you know, Adrian Garner, like I said, and Tim Johnson, the bands that I was in, because they where I'm at now. Because if I wasn't performing on the lower stage, you know, in the bars and the casinos and stuff like that, I wouldn't be able to do what I do now. You know,
right.
Do arenas and stuff like that. You know, now I do arenas. So.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? That's just crazy. Well, hang on. We've got another caller on the line, so let's see who that is. Hello, caller. Where are you calling from? Who are you?
Oh, you're live on the air. Okay, we'll put you back on ice and bring on the next caller.
Okay.
Call you live right now with Ava Holly and Casual Chat.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Hello.
Are you there? Hello. Hello, who is this?
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you. Who is this?
You can hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi. This is, they call me Sweetie. I'm Lassinger's friend.
Welcome.
Thank you, and hi to all of y'all. I just want to say he's a good person. I met him at the bar he used to sing at, and I love him to death. I just wanted to say a few words. I'm not going to stay on long, but
thank you.
He's a great person.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We certainly appreciate you taking the time to call in and say hello.
All right, thank you, dear.
Lassiter, so I couldn't get her name that well. Tell us about her. How do you know her?
Her name is Sweetie. She's a wonderful person. She's a vocalist too. Yes, yeah. You know, she sings, and you know, I met her at the Dewdrop Inn. It's a bar that I used to sing at before I got with the Intruders for over 5 years with my band. So. You know, we come from that area, North Philly, you know, at North Philly Sound.
Yeah, wow. And you play all over, right? You don't just play in Jersey. I mean, in PA. You play in Jersey.
Oh,
Where else do you go?
We go to California. You mean the Intruders or Lassiter?
Either one.
Okay, well, wherever we get, you know, our booking agent or, you know, promoters sent us, you know, it's normally California. Like, I want to say a shout out to my sister and brother in California, which is, you know, Ralisha and Eddie, Snoop cousins, you know, from California. I wanted to say hello, shout out to them. They listening too also.
Awesome.
So, we all over the place, you know.
What's your favorite state to play in? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, right. But I love California, though. Because I guess that was the first place that I actually performed in Bakersfield when I did my show with the Intruders. So that was a good lineup, too. It was Peaches and Herb, GQ, Rose Royce. It was a really good show. And I was scared. I was so nervous because I have never sung in a big arena like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
wow,
yeah. So that was my,
wow.
I like California.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, hang on a minute. Our own producer, and international internet hall of famer, would like to come on and say something. So, Brother O, where are you, man?
Listen, I'm always here. And listen, Lester, I mean, I love your voice, man. And you just did a quick bar. So that's amazing in itself, and I love that. And so what more can we say that hasn't already been said? You know, born and raised in California. I'm a dual citizen of both, you know, the United States of America and Nigeria, my mother. So it's a beautiful thing.
Okay.
And, you know, growing up in Compton, you know, ain't nothing like Cali. Ain't nothing like palm trees and the way the breeze swings. I'm just glad to see someone like you, you know, letting your dreams become fruition, man, and doing your thing, doing what you love, you know, and that's important, man. You know, I always say I'm a better DJ than I was a producer. So, you know what I mean? So I love rocking on the wheels, so still, that's what I do. And sometimes, you know, produce this young lady by the name of Ava Holly. But other than that, I just want to, you know, thank you for coming on our show tonight. And, man, you know, keep it up, Ava, man. I'm listening, man. I'll put my fingers back on these wheels, you know, whatever it is.
Yep. You got it. So you guys have to hook up because you're right
definitely
in the same
nice
area.
Yes,
you know?
Definitely got it.
So after the show, I'll get some information.
You know, I'm in both places, man. I have two homes. I have a home in Philadelphia and a home in Laramie, Wyoming. So if I'm, you know, when I'm back in town, yeah, definitely, man. You know, and like I said, I invite all my folks to come out to Wyoming with me too. But you know, watch out for those cow pokes and those, you know.
Well, you never know. You never know. If you hear that we're in town, you can hit me up and you know we can, you can come to the shows and you know we can kick it from there.
Yeah, I would like that. All right, back to Ava Holly. You know what I mean? WBNN, we'll fit in. All right, man.
Thank you.
All right. So Lassiter, how would somebody get in touch with you if they wanted to reach out to you, maybe see you somewhere? What's your, like, social media, or how would someone reach you?
Booking and everything. For booking, you can contact me or see me. You can go to my website at Lassiter, LASSITER-entertainment.com. Or you can go to my social media platform. It's also linked to it, so, you know. But on Facebook, you can follow me as Earl Lassiter. And Instagram is ELassiter5408. Twitter is ELassiter1. And my email address is also ELassiter5408@gmail.com. You can just, you want to hire me, book me, whatever, you just hit me up, you know.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get into another track, and then we're going to bring on our other guests. So if you can stay on, we will chat with you again towards the end. So hang on with us for a little bit. Such a pleasure having you and meeting you. I want to get to know you a little bit more, and we will definitely chat. So hang on a little bit. Right now we're going to get to another track by our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Brother O.
If my name was David Ruffin, quick to toast an MC just like an English muffin. Don't worry about a thing because the pool was never bluffing. I could hit it from the whack, so then I take a buffin and I max. I wait until the opportune time and then I attack. But should I max? Penance is sinning is a sinner, so I guess I'm not a sinner. Beginners for beginners, so I guess I'm no beginner. This is how I spark it. Put money in my pocket. When it comes to having pressure, I get hard as a rocket. MC Grand Pool coming through all the residue. The songs are main classes dating back to the Babaloo. My boys, I call them hot. The phones out of them jockin'. I can think of many episodes of Sprung and Lincoln Park. No, I'm not a phony, and I got a tenderoni. Left the way she is not too fat, not too bony. Don't drink, drink, I won't sink like a tanker. Knock the boots off a certain Casablanca, and I thank her. Some rap for sink, like Engelbert Humperdinck. Better yet, Dick Cavett, I got a bad habit. Similar to the girl, well, she's got a habit. I think with the brain, and I whip behind a zipper. I'm living kinda good, similar to Jack Tripper. A landlord named Roper did a show at the Copa. When I'm finished with this, I'll be paid like Oprah. So if honey wants to act fly, I'll just play like God and I'm
saying bye-bye.
Stick out your thumb and hit, cause you've been cut off like a light switch. See, I'm programmed to slam with the summer, spring, or fall. Before I do a show, I get some kicks out the mall. Then I get my gear and I give Trevor a call, cause he works in the barbershop right behind the mall. Other rappers try to rhyme me, but you know they got dead. To put it blunt, honey, I smoke the kids. So book is back off, break north, here comes the regulator. Better that's the fine.
One for all, Ray Nubian.
It's My suitcase is packed and I'm going on a trip to Micadelphia. I hope myself and still be slamming. The school bell is ringing and I caught somebody cramming for the test. Oh yes, my study guide was thick. I cut you with my verbal, didn't hurt you, just a nick off your place. Don't play pronto, watch me and I'll blossom like a rose. And just some new clothes and a fresh face from Rob. I'm on the phone and down the narrow, I'm the come one, come all. We about to get hectic. If my crew don't get in, then the X makes the X to the rear. I'm out of here, don't front on my brothers. I take care of them before I take care of others. The wood bats is zoomed in the 90s, it's aluminum. Step to the stage with a mic and I'm doing them something awful. I'm a citizen and I'm lawful. I go to hunting a ball, ripped up a policeman's ball. I got the power to make a car stop. I get some drink from glacking. And when the crowd slackens, I start drinking. And then I start thinking about days in the past when Derek X was last. But now I'm on the top damn news. I was fast because I'm like that. They can't see this. Read my book. It contains many pieces of verses. I took the time to delete all the curses. So moms, reach deep in your purses and buy me, take me home and try me and do me well.
Brand new year.
Well, I rain rhymes before. You suck it up like a straw and jump on the dance floor. Cause every time I step in a jam, I make like a door and slam. But then girls try to turn my knob cause I'm a heartthrob. I guess it's just a hazard that comes with the job. Cause every time I rock around, I show Jamar's intellectual. Girls wanna get sexual. Well, I guess I have to cope with being so joke. You wanna be me, but can't see me with a telescope. You seek and search, but still you can't find. You're weak and it hurts to be deaf, dumb, and blind. A supreme mind will take you out of your paralysis. I grip the mic so tight, I get calluses. And your analysis is that the Lord whips rhymes in the shape with a mic cord. I do it good cause I'm a positive black man. Eating up suckers as if I was Pac-Man. Not a dapper dance fan, say casual. To rock like the J, it comes gradual. You gotta know the ledger, why be dumb. And I'm saying your touch of freedom. Power equally with the God, so you can build and bone your cipher. All your life, you must see truth. Of the true and living God, not a mystery spook. And when you do that, shoot that goal, which makes a student enroll, and only then you'll prosper.
One for all.
Welcome back to the WBNN. This is the Casual Chat, and I'm Ava Holly. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have another guest who's been patiently waiting, and I don't know what to say about this guest because I'm meeting him for the very first time, and I have to tell you, he has worked with Busta Rhymes, 50 Cent, Lil' Kim, and more. He is a two-time Grammy-nominated Billboard producer. His name is Haas G, and he is better known as the Phantom of the Beat. I am so excited to meet you. Welcome to our show.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. We here? We on air?
We are, and you are sounding good, man.
Thank you. How are you?
How are you? I got a shout out again to Tiana Speaks for introducing us. We're going to have to get a face-to-face introduction, but right now we are meeting here on the WBNN. How cool is that?
How classic. That's classic right there. Good. First time meeting.
Have you been listening? Did you get a chance to hear Lassiter?
Yeah, it wasn't. I didn't have to exercise patience at all. It was really informative. I'm a fan. And, you know, being from this business, part of this business, you love to hear, you know, other people's take on it, you know, that are involved as well. And, you know, see how they see it, where they come from and what you know, mission is and what it took for them to get there. So that was inspiring.
So everybody has a story, right? Everybody has a story, no matter what they do. Tell us a little bit about your story. How'd you get started? And how'd you get involved? And look at the stars that you work with, you're a star yourself and Grammy nominated. And it's so, you know, so cool to hear this stuff, you know?
I mean, my story was basically the inner city kid story. You know, who had a dream of being, you know, a little bit more outstanding than what I saw around me, you know, not to downplay anything that I came from. It was just, you know, we had imaginations back then. And, you know, I mean, the kids do today, too. But I had an imagination that was going to take me from the block, you know, from my regular surroundings. And to, you know, the worlds that I saw on TV and the, you know, the things that I saw people doing, you know, as artists, as entrepreneurs, as musicians. So that's how my dream started. And, you know, I come from a household where, you know, it was sort of strict school. I had school and religion. All right. So. This part right here is that's where I was grounded at, you know, and from being grounded and learning and knowing what I wanted, it gave me foundation to pursue it. So, you know, we didn't do anything half-heartedly. Everything was wholeheartedly. So my mission to be, you know, in the music game. Oh man, that stuck with me from the day that I figured it out and I got to this point. It was a lot of trials, a lot of tribulations. Like Lassiter say, you know, you might not even get observed or picked or anything the first time out. You know, consistency, persistence is the thing that allows you to get there. I mean, we're just a replica. We're an image of what you see going on in nature. A tree doesn't bear fruit until it's been nourished, until it's got the proper sun, until it's got the proper water, until it's grown and the roots are strong, and then the fruit starts bearing. So, you know, on that note, you know, that's exactly how it is with anything that you do and anything that you're trying to excel towards. You have to be ready for it. You got to be fortified and ready to be about it, you know. And then that's when the shine, you know, starts. That's when the light happens. That's when God says it's that time for you.
Right. And I think you have to have that passion. I mean, if you're only in it for the casual play, you know, it may not work out for you. You have to have that passion for it. Like they say, you know, when you ask how a man lived or how, you know, a human being lived, they said, did he live with passion? You know, and I think that comes out when you're doing something that you love.
I mean, passion and conviction, that was the total hands down basis for all of this. You know, we didn't even see the money that the kids are seeing today, you know what I mean, when we started out, because that was the beginning of, you know, the hip-hop era. That was the beginning of new music, you know, the introduction of it to the world. So, you know, like almost anything, when you're like part of the first to do something, you know, you have to be in it for the passion. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. You're doing it because you love it. And we definitely did love it at that time. You know, we came out in 91, you know, with the group UMCs. So, you know, that was my first real lap around the park, you know, as an artist. You know, I signed the deal with Wild Pitch Records in 91, and we had an album out. But prior to that, we were dancers. We were in the clubs. We were wherever everybody that we sought out to be were, that's where we were. So, yeah, it was a lot of passion, you know. We barely had the money to get to those places, but we made it.
Right? Right? Living dime to dime, let alone paycheck to paycheck. You know, you have to find out how you're going to get to your next gig.
But watch this one. We weren't even working at that time. We were too young. So, you know, we were going to mommy's pocketbook. And
that's when you're like, you're like, can my kid perform, or, you know, can you get him on the stage for a few minutes? You know, when you're underage, you know,
that was
crazy.
All of that.
You know, it's funny, you and Lassiter broke out in the same year, and that was the year I found myself moving down the shore a ways. So it's funny how you relate things to the year. So breaking out in 91. Yeah,
that was a great era. Those 90s, that was a great era.
Now, are you performing as well, or are you just producing?
Say it again.
Right. Are you performing as well, or are you just produce?
Well, no, I made the transition to producer. I want to say 96, 97. Right about now. Performing, I always loved it. You know, we started out as dancers. I was a dancer. I danced in so many different videos back in the days. I was in so many different hip-hop movies back in the day. The performance aspect of it, I had done already. And it was just like, you know, I realized that I was really a music producer because we produced our first albums. Our first two albums that the UMCs came out with, Fruits of Nature, the Time to Set It Straight album, we was already producing. I just didn't take it to heart back then because I was more of a lyricist, you know, and who produced his own beats. So, you know, the title producer really, really didn't strike me until after the decline of the situation with the group and the label. And, at the end of the day, you still got to eat. You still got to feed your family. You still got to survive. Mm-hmm. So what better way, especially if I love the field that I'm in, than to make a transition? And then I realized I don't only have to do beats internally for our group. I could do beats for groups that are out there already, that are already established. I could go and solicit, you know, tracks and try to jump on some of these albums that are already, you know, these artists that are already coming out. So that's when I really realized, you know, production was my thing.
And I think that adding that producer title, if you want to call it that, just gives you a little bit more elevated respect, because that's like a skill set in itself. So when you're doing that as well, people are looking at you differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a maturing factor. It's the elevation, you know, evolution.
Yeah.
It's a step up, you know?
Yep.
And
all right, Phantom, hang on for a second, because we got a caller on the line. Let's see who's calling in to join us in the conversation tonight. Caller, you are in queue. You are online. And who are you?
Hi, this is Tiana Speaks.
Tiana Speaks called in. Yay.
Hi. Yes, I did. I promised I would call. Hello, everyone.
Thank you for this great introduction to these guys, you know, and to DistroFest. Anything you want to say to your buddy here?
Yes, I do. I would like to say, I'm sorry, go ahead. I'll let him talk first and then I'll say.
No, I was just saying, hey.
Okay. I would like to say it is an absolute pleasure working with you and being as a person that you are, that you're so humble. It just does not feel like work at all, no matter how much I have to do. I absolutely love it, and I absolutely enjoy it. And I love the fact that, you know, any feedback I have is, you know, well looked into, you know, and it's an amazing experience, and I just want to thank you for that. And I definitely will be by your side and watching everything. Like, you know, I know you made hit after hit after hit, but I know we have good things coming in the future, and I'll be right there anything you need. I just want you to know that.
Thank you, T. T's an improvement in my life. I need that. You know how you have a, you know how you have a missing piece of the puzzle and you're just waiting to find it?
She's an improvement in all of our lives. So she's a great girl, and I thank you so much for calling in. In fact, we're going to have her and one of her other friends as a guest on a future show. So so you'll be hearing more from Tiana Steaks. Thank you so much for calling in, sweetheart.
So I'm going to say I'm proud of you, Ava, as my friend, and everything that you've been doing. You know, I'm very proud of you. And, you know, I'm here for you as well.
You.
I want you to know that. And I do want to give a shout-out to two people, to Raymond Tyler, because without Raymond Tyler, I would not have known Rob Schwartz. And without Rob Schwartz, I would not know Phantom. So I do have
and
to
I
give
And I think I met you through Raymond Tyler
too.
Also. I think I met you through Raymond Tyler also.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. I apologize.
I said, I think I met you through Raymond Tyler also.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You absolutely did.
Yep.
I met you guys the same day on the boat, on the business cruise.
He's a great guy.
Amazing, like amazing people coming together. And I wish anybody that you guys have on the show, like the most success possible. I love to see people successful. It makes me so happy, like, because, you know, you all have talents and abilities. And when you're able to touch in on that, that's such an amazing thing, you know.
Awesome. All right, honey, thank you so much for calling in.
That goes back to what Lassiter said in regards to networking. You see how that all pans out?
Oh, yeah. I call it, as Jerry will tell you, I call it the little spider web of connections, because you just never know who you're going to meet, and that builds one more little row and one more little row, and, you know, it's cool. So Brother O is waiting to come on and say a few words. So welcome back, producer, International Internet Radio Hall of Famer, Brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Phantom, and I'm going to go to him in a minute. Ms. Speaks, thank you for reaching out. You know, it's a busy, busy world, and, you know, I really appreciate you wanting to just, you know, embark into greatness. And Ava Holly is greatness. And, you know, getting introducing yourself, you and Phantom, to this great, great network that's been around for almost 10 years. And now you know WBNN. And, you know, this is DJ Olasky, you know, the hands on the wheels of steel. And I really want to thank you guys, man, you know, for just being part of our outstanding show tonight.
Appreciate it. Definitely. We're in the midst of this
one. You're so welcome.
And Phantom, we talk about you. Oh, yeah, I appreciate you. And, fam, listen, man, you talked about some, like my man Clev One, who's a host on our network. And, he's a person, man, you know, a martial arts expert and all that. You know, he talked about Shaolin, you being in the essence. Talk about UMCs now. You talk about the UMCs, man, okay? I dig in the crates, boy. You know what I mean? I'm going to play UMCs tonight before we get out of here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play UMCs. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really proud of this effort of networking, you know, this outstanding prowess and processing. Man, let's continue to just move and groove, man. And, you know, I got a dedication to Phantom and Ms. Speaks. Will you allow me to do that, Ava Holly?
Absolutely.
And why don't you introduce who I am, and I'll play the track.
All right. This is International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee and our producer, Brother O.
Hear the drummer get wicked. Hear the drummer get wicked. Wicked, 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 wicked.
I know this real for sure, man. Yeah, baby. Olasky.
Back. I know you were told black about the soul clap, and I'ma keep climbing.
around and let's all get down to the soul clap sound. So pump your fist, there we go. Show biz and AT, so act like you know. A combination of the new and the old rap. Me show biz and Diamond D, yeah, we got the soul clap.
Your hands just beat, five. Six, have your hands just beat, five.
Hey, yo, can I get a soul clap?
Yeah, I'm a giant, and I got lots of soul. I've been a giant since I was a kid. They always thought I was big from the damage that I did. I roll on rappers like a DT, and don't worry, yo, because the brothers can't see me. Light skin, curly hair, I keep swelling. I don't care about my hair. My records are selling. AG, my right-hand man is KG. Terry Dope, you know. Wally World is my little bro. Infinite, he's in effect. Big tire, snapping necks. Better yet, he's packing sex. Yeah, they sleep. They can't quite tell, they know that I'm short, but do they know that I fight well? Those who diss me, that's okay, because my damn is gonna slam and I don't care what you say. A giant in a metal, yeah, you know that. And I'm hitting with this new one and it's called a soul clap.
Your hands just beat, five. Six, your hands. Hey, yo, can I get a soul clap?
Come on.
Can I get a soul clap?
Come on.
I said, can I get a soul clap?
Come on.
Can I get a soul clap?
Come on, come on.
I do work at any man's icon, sir. And if it says that I didn't, then I got jerked. You must have asked the wrong people, cause when I make my stand, every man knows that I'm lethal. Never back down, my crew's in the background. I get hyped when your biz lays the track down. When I'm finished, you'll say he's the Mac, cause I'm raw, my bench, I beat the fat. Yeah, I'm a giant, that's what you better say. You don't believe me, then go check my resume. I done killed more suckers than a world war, and even more after a world tour. From state to state, sea to sea, on every continent, I'm a G-I-E-N-T. I'm A-G, yeah, the one you can't hold back. You want your party to pump, to throw on a soul clap.
Come on!
Can I get a soul clap?
Come on!
I said, can I get a soul clap?
Come on!
Can I get a soul clap?
Come on, come on!
Wow, wow, wow. Isn't that awesome? I just love it.
Classic.
Thank you, Brother
Classic.
O, for that. Yeah, cool, huh? Welcome back
Classic.
To the WBNN. This is Ava Holly. Yes, classic, absolutely. And we have another caller on the line. So, caller, welcome to the show. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers. From the Broad Street Police of Philadelphia. Calling to get a shout out to
Claude, get close to the mic, man. We want to hear what you say that one more time. Introduce yourself, get close to that mic. I want everybody around the world to know who you is.
This is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, calling to give Ava the shout-outs of life. Shot glasses up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and by the way, shout-out to Haj G. Yo, wonderful job on Apollo Kids, my G. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, salute. Thank you,
yo,
big bro.
Listen,
thank you.
Let me explain something to you, man. Listen, I rewinded that joint about 120 times when I heard the tape. Look, there's tapes, cassettes were still out here, man. When the Supreme joint hit, you know that, right?
Remember that? True talk.
Cassettes were still on the scene out here, man. And I had a cassette, man.
That's how I gave Ghostface the beat on the cassette.
Yo, listen, man. That was wonderful job, man. That joint blew my face off, man. Salute, man. I don't believe I'm talking to you about it right now, but, yo, it's all wonderful, man. It's gracious out here.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, man.
I'm glad you're the best, man. Thank you for calling in.
One question before I let you go. You know what I'm saying? As far as what you cooking up, man. What can we expect from you? You know what I mean? You got beats on. How can we get beats from you?
Yo, check my IG. That's that Phantom of the Beat _ between each word with an F. Phantom of the Beat. Connect with me there, then you know what I mean. We shout out. I'll be back and forth through Philly. And PA and all of that, especially because my man Rob Schwartz is out there.
And shout out to the Swartz gang. Shout out to Robin White. Shout out to Khan over there at Rough House. Shout out to Vance. You know what I'm saying? Everybody over there at the whole Rough House gang. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, that's part of my team. That's part of my circle. So we close. We right there. So catch me up on IG at Phantom of the Beat. Like I said, underscore between the words and spell it with an F and we good.
Say less. I'm going to bang elbows with you. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to do that. It's Clever One, one half of the Blues Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bullies out of Philadelphia. We out here to build the bricks up and stand the sticks up. Check your satellites. Salute.
Clev One, when is your next show, brother?
Oh, yo, check this out. My show going to be, yo, we airing live soon. It's countdown. We got a couple days left. I'm going to be talking about the 7th for next month. So, people, listen out for that. You know what I'm saying? Clev One is coming with the business on the 7th. You know what I'm saying? Check your satellite.
September 7th, everybody, 9:30 p.m. Check out Clev One, half of the Blues Brothers. We love you. Is he gone? Oh, Brady. he's a cool guy. I really like him a lot. Phantom, when are you doing something next? Or is it best people reach out to you on Insta?
So basically what's going on now is from transitioning to producer, the next step is a label executive. So that's where I'm at right now. So I'm involved with putting out, you know, a few acts under my label imprint, Phantom Music. And that's also... We got the page up for that right now on IG, phantommusic.rec, R-E-C, on Instagram. But you're going to start seeing a lot of my artists. A few of them performed the Day of DistroFest as well. So we had a whole Phantom Music set. I'm not sure if we caught, because we didn't even get to see each other face-to-face there. So,
Right.
You probably
so you were out there.
Set.
Were you out there?
Yeah, I was definitely out there.
Yeah, I had to leave early. I was telling Lassiter I only got to see about 5 or 6 acts, but we did have Rob was on the show last month, and just amazing. There were like 70 acts performing that day.
Wait till you see all the catch-up video and pictures and all that. Rob is doing a great job.
Yeah, He went on to work on some film festival movie, something. So he has that. He hasn't even gotten around to getting all that going yet, but it'll be out soon. So we'll keep a lookout for that. So Brother O is coming back to chat with us for a minute. So welcome back, Brother O, our own producer.
Well, first of all, Phantom, now you know I'm a master on the mix, man. A master on the mix and talking to another person who's a master. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this since 1990, man. Okay? I've been doing this same thing for 32 years, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, one thing about, listen, man, I started on the SP. You know what I mean? The SP, bro. You know, making beats, bro. That's what I do. And so, you know what I mean? Shout out to Pete Rock, good friend of mine. You know what I mean? 1200s, man. So, Ava Holly, I'm going to dedicate this track to you, young lady. I'm going to show you my dexterity on the wheels of steel. Hey, Phantom. I'm not coming back on until I do my Ngozi time. I'm not going to talk about it. I'll let my hands talk to you, man. This is a remix, man, from Camp Low. Okay? I intertwine this thing. I know Clev won't go crazy. I intertwine this thing. We got two other callers who are going to come on after, you know, I do this track. You know what I'm saying? Listen, yo, all the folks out there in the international world, man, make sure that you dig this here. It is with Run and Camp Low on the old school beat. You ready? You ready, Ava? You ready, Phantom?
I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
Let's get it.
DJs and MCs, it's time to take these beats and vibes to a whole nother level. It's Camp Low, Run, and the Kid.
We go from be extra malleable. We Hollywood, you Holly good, cause you ain't got no style in you. Like a so-called wife, we catch a skating crack, a smile or two. Didn't take that much to scrape it, only like a drink a few. Kiss that ass goodnight.
Sheba, prince to the cripple Avengers. Pull my naked gun, make him do the Macarena. We prone to blast through the tarot bangs, Fort Knox. See the sly fox, get the turkey eye drops.
Beats get to open, my voice is just like a hurrah. King come in vain in the scene and then rain the terror. Flows doing shows, they know I go sober. Hoes even chose the pose, but just robot. I come to see the 3 in live footage. J running DMC, that's what the hood is. Never been a time like this to
My cousin Todd slide ice, you shice, you get broken up. Call G, but he won't be the one getting smoking up. Aim arrow at prey, now your ass is choking up. Throwing up everything you hold, vertical shot.
No, this behind my mama and I call it tropical. Do I love? I jacket hoes and I talent hoes with the long John Silver. I high hoes silver, Chevy Temples with the booty.
Yeah, I got you from the BS Connect, sugar.
Sugar, come on.
And it's from the BK Souffle, sugar.
Come on.
And it's from the Cherry QB, sugar.
Sugar, come on.
And it's from the NY Kiplock,
sugar.
Sugar, come on. And it's from the BS Connect,
sugar.
The alligator web electric ran bucks 50. Got them cop along with Hedy Mo from Trixie. And the P-Flix has from the 60s.
Yeah.
Love them while buzzing off of Mickey.
Yeah.
Won't catch a hickey on the Emerald East Eagle. Love to concentrate while the world stares on evil.
Yeah.
You might just fall if you walk on pins and needles. Take care of my crooks so we can see these eagles.
Come on, chasing on the mix with G-Bud, the Mac. Way getting paid, give y'all fiends the crack.
Yeah.
These are the kings from around the way.
It's
Run DMC and Jam Master J.
For my man Rilo, got the Rosco. Got a fat chance, make the sucker flat dance with the Mitsubishi tracking. Twin Dragons, get you itchy wagon. Smoke the Alcatraz, asking about pizzazz. The cheapest sex rate, chicks call me Sweet Chuck. Like from the peanuts, anyway I sweet nuts. Waterloo from the back to her shoes, so I'm the big dipper.
I bring the noise, nice and heavy, even sharp as a knife. America's number one, you can bet on your life. The kids get pre-closing down, all you wanna be clowns. In any state, any city, any town. Yeah, so if you're from the BS Connect, sugar,
sugar, come on.
And if you're from the BK, so slice, sugar,
sugar, come on.
And if you're from the Chevy QB, sugar,
sugar, come on.
And if you're from
sugar,
the NY, you're fly, sugar,
sugar, come on.
If you're from the BS Connect, sugar,
come on.
And if you're from the BK, so slice, sugar,
sugar, come on.
And if you're from the Chevy QB, sugar,
sugar, come on.
And if you're from
sugar,
the NY, you're fly, sugar,
sugar,
come on.
Get fly in a, get fly, fly, get fly in a, get fly, fly, get fly in a, get fly. Get fly in a, get fly, get fly in a, get fly, fly, get fly in a, get fly, fly, get fly in a, get fly, get fly in a, get fly, like that in a, like that in a.
OST on the wheel to steer, 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 to steer. Stop playing.
Welcome back to the WBNN. This is the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. And before we get back to Phantom, we have another caller on the line. So, caller, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Peace. This is Huni Baka Chin. That's my pin.
Uh-huh.
That's actually my travel name. And Magic Man Haru is my pin and stage name. You know, I'm just so... I don't know where I'm at right now with this show here. First of all, congratulations, Ava. I'm really, really proud of you. Like I said, keep raising the bar. Your two honored special guests is really, 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 really making me fall back in love with two art forms that I used to love, which is R&B. Shout out to your very first special honored guest, as well as your second one. R2 Magnetic MCs, man, I've been a proud supporter ever since Blue Cheese, during that time, man, of the golden era of hip-hop, from what DJ Oleski had played on the soundtrack to that era, there was nothing in it that excited violence. I mean, I really, really used to love some hip-hop, but I look at the state of where we at today, and that's a whole nother interaction right there. So anyway, thank you so much for coming on and sort of taking me back to that era, man, and I wish we could get that back. You know, it's almost like a lost cause right now, you know.
Don't go nowhere. Hold on. So, here's one jewel. Here's one good jewel for you, so this way you can rest easy. Ultramagnetic and UMCs are two different groups. So let's, you know what I mean? So that was the common confusion for all the way up until now. Remember, Ultramagnetic was Kool Keith, you know what I mean? And Kool Kim was UMCs. And then you had Said G, And then you had Haas G. So everybody always confused us with Ultramagnetic. UMCs was Universal MCs. So there goes one. That's a good one for you right there. Now, the state of hip-hop right now, yes, it's in peril. I'm not going to lie. I'm dead up right now to say it. It is in peril. But you know how it go. Every 10 to 15 years, it changes. And it changes, and it you know, something new comes, you know, and we're just trying to strive to get back, you know, I put it like back to the future, you know what I mean? We need more, you know, words of wisdom out there instead of, you know, shallow words that's going around. And you know, hip-hop was always a teaching tool. You know, a lot of people probably forgot that because the money came into play, the business came into play. We lost sight of having control of what we create, you know, and started getting dictated by the machines that were, you know, capitalizing and making the money. So therefore, if you want to make money, you got to do as they say. So yes, you're right. You know, hip hop is in a bad state right now, you know, not to mention, I mean, not to disclude or discount some of the good hip hop that's still out there, but yeah, there's a lot of work to be done still. And a person such as yourself, if you observe that, you're not the only one. There's a lot of people who's observing it. And when the masses are dissatisfied, changes come. Trust me when I tell you, the change has to come, but you just gotta, you know, you got to overlook what's going on. There's still a lot of great hip-hop out there, so don't lose faith in it right yet.
Hey, yeah. You know what? I really appreciate that blessing. I really appreciate that blessing. I know someone else has got to come on, man. Thank you so much, Sam, for making that clear for me, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Hooney, for taking the time to call in. We appreciate you. When is your next show, honey?
Oh, my next show, I'll be completing the third part of our three-part series, that's Mission Planet Earth. And I'll be speaking about the fallen ones. That'll be September the 22nd. Okay. Very, very important for this hip hop era that I once used to love. So I have to end it with the fallen ones. Okay.
Well, Hello. Thank you again for calling. I appreciate it. Appreciate you. We love you. And we will talk with you again soon. Thank you so much. We are bringing back Brother O for a minute. Talk to me, Brother O.
Real quick, man, you know what I mean? You know, I love what Hooney Bakatoon is, you know, he's a vanguard like I am when it comes down to this hip-hop thing. But I promised you something, Phantom, didn't I? I said UMCs, didn't I? Didn't I say that to you?
Yes, you did.
Let's get it.
Still on the bloodline, it's surely like this. Approaching of a UMC is purely hypeness.
A fact,
so I mention it again and again.
It's not necessary.
Those who comprehend my message very clearly, but not along the way of translucent. Throw your hands up for the man's up who's sent invaders on my fruit basket to a casket. Meaning done away.
See the flocks run away.
So as a UMC, I ask myself, who could be the leaders resembling the stars out of fall?
Well, it's you, Haas G.
And as I find the coolness in me, at a whim, who would freeze blue cheese? Spin a 360 on a runway stop and hear many more than just one step.
UNIDRSAL.
Go on, cause we gave them all one thought to throw on.
My method is apparent. I see clearly this world's transparent. So I'll reach down deep, deliver salvation to the hands of the weak, the meek, the mild, then tame the wild. Cause that's how I'm styled, the wizard of rhyme. My symbol is AU, in layman's term gold. So watch me shine through. A new zoo review coming right at you. And you, Kim is coming through. I grow on because my strength is that of two. If I'm the boat, the beat must be my crew. A mental ingredient, all of which is alarming. Not harming, better said disarming. If I disarm you, I neutralize your weaponry to make it more appropriate to deal with me. And then I give you one to grow on.
I think that I can express it better to you if I sang it for you.
Personally, with your washing machine, you jump so high. this when you're feeling kinda small. Grow on this to get through life full. Grow on this to have fun for the creators. Grew and grew, and when the time came, played the old flow short. Now we get to the force of authority. You and I versus the majority. Here's what we're looking at here. At the count of three, let's hit a UMC cheer.
This to make your life seem great. Grow on this and take control of your fate. Grow on this until you finally understand. Grew and grew and now the boys are you, man. So sit beside the shoreline, think about your woes. Read the whips and waves, identify your foes. Then realize in this instance of existence, there's great resistance to the minds that mix it. Yes, I've made things known, but then again I'm on the down low. That's obvious because I'm at the show. That I rule on three planes of reality. Universally, mystically, conceptually. And in due time, you may find that I'm living in the world of my design. And I get you one to grow on.
Cut it off. Ava, it's going to be a block party right now, okay? I got my man Phantom on, and we're having fun on here. And I'm going to I'm gonna take time right here to have a little bit of fun. Phantom, are you ready to have a little bit of fun?
Let's do it.
Now, listen, I'm going to bring on the last caller of the night and then bring on my Commissioner for Ngozi time and all that before you have your final thoughts with Ava. Ava, are you ready to have fun? I know I'm going to have your feet, going off the rocker. Are you ready, Ava Holly? You ready to have some fun?
I'm always ready to have some fun.
All right. Now, this is a song I played for Honey Bakatoon on his last show, and I opened the show with it, and I know that Phantom's going to go crazy. I'm going to keep Phantom on, you know what I mean? I'm going to put Ava Holly back on ice. Hey, Phantom, I got something for you, man. You want to go back to the essence, man? You want to try? You want to try me like James Brown? I got you, bro. You ready? This is the essence of hip-hop. This goes back to all the old heads, man, out there, man, doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, cooking all those, things on the grill, you know what I'm saying, having a good time, man. Nobody shooting nobody. Nobody trying to kill nobody. Nobody trying to fight nobody. Man, it was what it was. Let's go. How about this one? How about this one, Phantom?
Yeah. You see, now everybody around the nation, I'm going to give you some inspiration and stimulation, cause I have to fulfill my obligation to set you on a little vacation, but you don't need a reservation, cause now I need your cooperation without to know a hesitation, cause I got to keep my reputation. See, I go by the name of Aussie LaRock. I rock your body around the clock. I like a tick-a-tick-a-tock, a tick-a-tick-a-tock around the clock, and I'm coming at you with the future shot. I got more rhymes than Wall Street. I got stock, y'all. Yes, I do, y'all. You see, now when I rock, I make your ears explode. Now I'ma take your mind in the next episode. Now I was walking down the yellow brick road, and on the rock was a ugly toasty. I looked at him and began to run. I ran into a lot of guns. Then I turned around cause I was on the go. I bumped into a bear crow. Then I ran as fast as I can, and I was stopped by a tin man. Then I asked him which way to go. They just stared at me cause they didn't know that we started to shiver. But we started to shake, we didn't know which a road to take, and then the line had an itch and began to twitch. The toe turned in into a witch. She was a bigger bad than the ugliest can be. I ran fast and amazing season. I leaped in the air to such a degree that I opened my head floor. A monkey, it was almost the break of dawn. Then the big bad witch to wave the wand. Then I fell to the ground, landing on my knees, and the sky was filled with a flying monkey. I was on the ground and we began to wrestle. It took me away to an unknown castle. The castle was dark, scary, but I was open upon the good fairy as the witch just looked in my eyes, and she tried to try to hypnotize, and then I compromise and I analyze, cause when I specialize and I realize that I memorize the way to go home. I knew I wasn't in the twilight zone, so along came my dog by the name of Toto. I grabbed the mic and we was on the go. Then I picked up a mic, I saw the talk, I started to rock this big New York. Cause at the age of one I was on the run, and this is when my fun begun. Cause at the age of two I was able to do a roll, a joint, a big bamboo. At the age of three, I can clearly see why I am no mystery. You just listen to me, and you will agree that I'm number one.
yet to be. Cause with the angel call, I knew once more that I'm the baddest MC you ever saw. So when you open the door and you dance on the floor, you see with your eyes just saw. Then you grab a girl and patty you to the floor. She don't like that. I there's the door. Now at the age of five, I have a vibe, but now I'm here right now. So cut the job, but then you did with the did, but then dive. You open up the door. I hope you survive. Cause when you hear me rhyme, you're gonna slap the five. I'm coming after to keep soul alive. At the age of six, I had my kicks, but now I'm here right now. But I had a trick. I reach in my hat, I pull out a rabbit, and if you're quick, you might grab it. Then I reach in the hat, I pull out a wand, and now I'm gonna rock it to the break, break a donut. Then I reach in the hat, I pull out a mic, and now I'm gonna do it just to watch your life. Cause at the age of seven, I went to heaven, I couldn't be back until I meet 11. But at the age of eight, I came back to great, and now I have the power to create. I have a rhyme time beat that'll make you free. You all know that I'm unique. I'm on the case just to change the pace, just to give you a taste of the bass in the face. You don't want to be, I know the space, and I was listening to it now as I rock this bass. And I rock y'all, and I don't stop y'all, cause I can't quit y'all. This is it y'all, a little bit y'all, I like a bit y'all. And then you bend and you twist then you bend, you didn't hear me then, I say it again. And then you twist and you bend, then you twist, you don't want to catch off. I try to kiss, then you rock and you roll and you rock the rock, and then you shock the block, and then you shock the block. And rock the house, I rock the house, I like a buy the mouse. I got a rhyme to line from all to wall. I won't hesitate or even saucer. I rock it with the spring and summer and fall. See, I go by the name of Paul Steele. I rock a rock, shock to the rhythm, I rock to the rhythm. And I win, again, I rock it to the B-E, the B, 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 the B. I said the B, the E, the A, the T, but don't B-I-T-E, the other MCs, that's all you read. See ya, see ya, then I rock it, y'all. And I don't stop, y'all. I can't quit, y'all. I like a hop, skip, jump, a leggedy split. Now I can turn you into a lunatic, a two rain, two shine, and even the blizzard. Everybody knows that I'm the mic. What's it? I'm the M-I-C-S-T-R-O. I want you to know that I'm the maestro. I take you high, I take you low, and then I rock you faster, then I rock you slow. Cause I'm rocking your butt right from the get-go. And when you leave, just say tally-ho. Fly girl, fly guys, fly girl, fly guys, fly guys, fly girl. Just, I left the rocket, y'all. And we don't stop, y'all. I can't quit, y'all. You see, cause I'm the king who sits on the throne. And the rhymes I say, yes, they on my own. So you let it be known, and I can know that I'm the master on the microphone. And I rock your body to the bone. I listen to me now as I set the tone. From my China to Japan and even Russia, everybody knows that I'm the cold crusher. Cause I crush them soft, I crush them hard. I'm freaking one, they call the Mars Squad. I'm triple fun, I'm twice the delight. I listen to me now, I will excite. Then your mind, your manners, and you be polite. You hold on tight, put on your mic. Cause I'm the kid that I might gonna rock all night. I rock all day, I rock all night. I rock up to the rhythm to broad daylight. Like when the sun pops up between the clouds, and then you turn the stereo and the mic up loud. Cause when I rock, I'm gonna please the crowd. I like a round and round to get down. I like a round and round and round. I like a round and round in the do-si-do. When the women get hot, they want to go. Then I head straight for my crib. Oh, let's go, y'all. Let's go, y'all. Not like an L-E-T-S-G-O. The red means stop and the green means go. When you cross the street, you got to look both ways. Now here's all me and see how I play like green blind mice. See how they run. I rock their bombs because I am number one. And everybody knows I'm numero uno. I make a shout and scream bravo like a B-R-A-B-O. You're coming to rock with the rock disco. Like a D and a I and a S-C-O. I got G-U and a S-T-O. And the words spell out, it's spelled gusto. I like knocking three times on the pipe. I stay back, sucker, sucker, cause you're not my type. Cause the things you do, they done played out. I listen to me now, make you scream and shout. I make you scream and shout and yell. And everybody knows that I have clientele. Cause I have clientele from heaven to hell. And the in-between, I control the scene. I rock the rock and I rock so mean. If you a dope fiend and you need a fix, to come to the manor with the master mix. I have a rhymes a lot and rhymes in store. A rhyme that you and I adore. I make your heart thump, I make your feet jump. I make your freak and do the bump. I put the bump inside the Patty Duke is it. And then I rock your butt until you get it. If you're fat or skinny, look like a twig. I'm on the scene of where we give the gig. I don't sell little dope till your pocket get big. I'm guaranteed to make you flip your wig. Cause I'm on the scene of where we give the gig. See, you look at me and you don't have to stare. You know I'm rare, but you can't get big. I make a doodle spank dance on out your chair. I make a freak freak on out your nightmare. Like this, y'all. And I like that, y'all. A two-step, y'all. I take back, y'all.
And just a fact, y'all, now he's the A-L-S-L-I-C-K. Listen to me and what I got to say. See, he goes by the name of the man I'll flick. I'll flick and slick off CB quick. We both jump over the candlestick. And then I jump so high, I touch the sky. I never came back to say goodbye. But now I'm here with a new premiere. So your rocket in your pocket and out your ear to make your own. I want to be your fan, but I'm listening to me now, cause I am sincere. So let me your ear, my sweet, my dear. The rhymes I say, yes, are so severe. And then I rock it, y'all. And I don't stop, y'all. I can't quit, y'all. And I say the do's, the don'ts, and the did. And everybody knows that I'm the mic kid. I'm the K-I-double-G, the kid off seat. I'm here right now to set your soul free. And I rock it, y'all. And I don't stop, y'all. Now get, I get funky. Now get, I get funky. Got to get F-U-N-K-Y. Fly girls, I say don't be shy. Cause I am the man to electrify. Listen to me now as I testify. And this ball game you can't pass by. The words you hear, they are no lie. Cause when I was a little B-O-Y, my mother told me I should never lie. Cause if I do, my nose will grow like the fairy tale story of Pinocchio. So like an eye for an eye, a two for a two, I'm mocking you and you know it's the truth. Because I mock at y'all and I don't stop, y'all. I can't quit, y'all. So keep on with the study step. And keep on with the study step. Just do that by that rhyme. Just do that by that rock. But keep on with the study step. And keep on with the study step. You put the pep in your step, the pride in your stride. We do it so, we start to glide. We slip, the slip, slip, slide. But keep on with the study step. And keep on with the study step. And then you look through the window, you take a glimpse of two times to the fellows who think they pimps. My name should be on the Goodyear blimps. They know my name all over the globe. And with my sound, I'll pinch your ear low. He's a R-I-Z-Z-O. He goes by the name of a Joe Rizzo. He's the type of guy who likes to be fly. He has other girls a wig in their eyes. Now we were fooling now. I turned it out.
Wow. From the greatest internet DJ in history, Brother O. Welcome back to the WBNN.
That song was as long as a full album. I love it.
Right? What the heck, man? Well, thank you so much for hanging in with us. We've got one more caller in queue before we start wrapping it up here. So let's see who we've got on the line. Who are you? Where are you calling from? Welcome.
Hi, Ava. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hi, Mo Garman. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing great. I just called in to support your show. I love your guests. I tuned in a little bit late, so I missed your first guest, but I got your second one. So I appreciate everything that was being said, and I love the music. I love the camaraderie, and it's just nice to talk about rap in a positive way.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for calling in. When's your next show?
Breaking the Silence will be on September 9th, and we'll be talking about healing from gun violence.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate you.
No problem at all. You have a great night.
You too. One last question for you. Phantom, one last question
definitely.
For you.
Anything you got.
What words of encouragement can you give to someone breaking into the business today? I know I put you on the spot.
I hold true to this. It's a couple of things. It's grow, be consistent, be humble, network, and There was a caption that I put up on IG a couple of days ago, and they said, "Do you know?" It said, not verbatim, but close to it. If you want to make something great happen, get up, go out, and make something great happen. You understand what I'm saying? You got to be about it. You got to have consistency. You got to have passion. You got to have drive and love, and that'll carry you a very, very long way. It might not happen, you know, first swing, but, you know, if you don't continue to swing, you never know when you're going to hit the ball.
That's right. You know, they say there's three kinds of people in the world, those that make things happen, those that watch things happen, and those that wonder what's happening.
Exactly.
Well, let me shout this out to everybody out there. If you missed our first guest tonight, Earl Lassiter, better known as Lassiter, you can reach him at elassiter, L-A-S-S-I-T-E-R, elassiter5408@gmail.com. And this is our two-time Grammy-nominated producer, Phantom of the Beat, and it's Phantom with an F, Phantom of the Beat with underscore in between each word on Instagram. So thank you so much. We're going to go to Ngozi time. It's Ngozi time, everyone. It's your mother and father's favorite producer, Brother O, and our WBNN commissioner.
All right. Wow. Ava, I am like so blown away by the show tonight.
You again. That was great, your being presented with that award over the phone.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. That's a real honor. Commissioner, are you there? Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I am so blown away tonight with the show, Ava, and congratulations. And to your guest, wow, very impressive man. I tell you, I am very impressed with you, your accomplishments, and Ava, with your diversity tonight. I am just so blown away. I'm proud of you. And the show was absolutely wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And I invite all you to tune in Sunday night to News Forum. I am the host and anchor of that show Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN. And, wow, all I can say is wow tonight for you, Ava. Wow, 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 wow. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Malewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now back to Ava Holly, and stay tuned for Strictly Business with E. Davis tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. Stay tuned. Now back to you, Ava.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Phantom of the Beat, Lassiter. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show tonight. I know we had a jam-packed show, so we are all ready to hit the hay. So take care. Thank you again. And tune in next time as we see you in 4 weeks from now on the Casual Chat with Ava Holly.